The main challenges are really the scale. It's really huge. There have been some positive changes, certainly with regard to the government's, various governments' response to the crisis. And they've been very supportive and are responding appropriately. But I think that the scale is something that is difficult for CRS, governments, and everyone to cope with.
Laurie, with regard to East Africa specifically, you're based in Nairobi in Kenya, and you coordinate CRS activities and work in various countries such as Sudan, Kenya itself. What would you say is the main thrust of CRS work in East Africa at the moment with regard to the countries there that you work in?
Our portfolio in East Africa is probably the largest portfolio is HIV, working in treatment, support for children affected by HIV, home-based care of people affected by HIV. That's the largest portfolio in terms of value and possibly the number of people reached. But we also have significant programs in agriculture, in water, peace building, and again, emergency response. This part of the world is very much subject to emergencies, whether it's civil conflict or environmental caused by drought or flood.
A lot of people focus specifically with regard to East Africa and Africa in general on, like you said, the humanitarian catastrophes, etc. But you did mention that you were involved as well. CRS is involved as well in agricultural programs. What would the nature of these agricultural programs be?
Well, we have, again, a wide range of activities in agriculture. Generally, we target the very poorest farmers. We have projects that aim to increase their production, as well as link them to markets so that they can earn income from what they produce.
Turning specifically to Kenya, where you're based, Laurie, with regard to the situation over there at the moment, we've seen recent flare-ups again in terms of violence over there, post-election violence. What has the CRS been doing specifically in Kenya with regard to mitigating against the fallout of the violence?
CRS has been very active in responding to the emergency in Kenya. Within the first few days, we had teams from our staff here in Nairobi going out to work with our partner staff throughout the country to look at the situation, understand what people needed. We received funding immediately from Catholic Relief Services so that we could begin responding to those needs. And the initial response was to get things to people that they needed, basic plastic sheeting for shelter, blankets, mosquito nets, cans for water, basic supplies.
What would you say is the situation at the moment with regard to the violence in Kenya?
Security is still not adequate for people to return in large numbers safely. There are still at least 200,000 people living in displaced camps, with probably an equal number who are being accommodated by relatives or friends, people who are hosting them in their homes.
There are millions of Catholics living in Africa. Does the papal visit, do you think, hold any significance to them as Africans?
I would say perhaps not. I think Catholics are interested in the Pope's movements, but I'm not sure that they expect that the visit of the Pope to the United States will have any impact on their lives.